Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
All righty, let's not forget the website, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, the website, very important, CraigJamesFinancial.com. It's not only great information, but it allows you to log on for all the great webinars and events that come our way, and there are plenty of them, and especially as we approach tax deadline, which is coming up fast and furious on the 18th of April. Yesterday, Dow with a good finish, 382 upwards, and futures off to a wonderful start as we speak, up about 243 points or so as we welcome in on a very important day and a couple of very important days ahead. Mr. Craig Ferentino with the great Craig James Financial, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. We have a lot of developments as the markets, again, showing some positive news here. Some futures are positive this morning as we're looking forward to making up some ground on this market. As the banking sector, we're going to get an announcement Wednesday from Jerome Powell. Is he going to increase another quarter point? Is he going to hold off? That is all eyes are on tomorrow. Today is just a day to go through as we're waiting for that information. That's how important tomorrow is. Is it a signal? Is he going to raise rates? Has raising rates too fast affected the banks? And are more banks going to fail if he does raise rates? So there's arguments on both sides. Not raising rates also is scary. It's saying that we're catering to the banks here. So that's a big concern. My guess, Jay, and I'll just, I could be totally wrong, is that I may change tomorrow, but is that he's still going to raise rates, but we'll see how that goes. Today we get existing home sales for February. We hear from the big company, Nike, and GameStop, the meme stock company, Tencent Music, in terms of just some basic news. Aside from that, some other news. There's getting book smart here. Barnes & Noble is back from the brink. They're actually now opening branches, throughout the 2010s. It's always used the word embattled Barnes & Noble. But it seems like Amazon didn't do them in. It wasn't into the final coffin with Amazon. They found a nail in the coffin. So that's very interesting. So Barnes & Noble is actually opening stores. And we could take a look at that. And who's driving that? Who's going into these stores? Well, very interesting to see. But I think it is females. Women are trying not to have a gender business here. But women are keeping that store open. So Barnes & Noble, I remember there was one in Boca when I was going through it. And I said, wow, I can't believe they still have a Barnes & Noble. It was actually packed because they also had a Starbucks there. We're also picking up some other news here that Snoop Dogg, Jay, is launching a coffee brand with an Indonesian coffee entrepreneur. His love for coffee extends from late-night recording sessions. So who knows? I don't know if there's any CBD in the coffee, but there is. You can get coffee now. Snoop Dogg is in it. He's seen some of these other celebrities, such as Jessica Alba with Honest Brands, which is very, very important. So we'll see where that is. And finally, Jay, the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, will require telecom companies to block texts from certain numbers. Remember that? That's been a long time. I remember Chuck Schumer was maybe not on your show, but on in front of the sticks, saying that we'll get this done. That was a couple of years ago, so maybe something's finally be done about it. It could be from the budget that we passed last year. Anyway, that's where we are, Jay. This week, again, there's a lot of noise, a lot of people scared. They think the financial system is going to collapse. And I'm here to let you know that don't take your eye off the ball. We still want to contribute to an IRA before tax season is over. That's April 18th. So we're going to have a presentation Thursday night. Three main reasons to make yourself less tax toxic. Wait, that's not what it's called. It's called three reasons to contribute to an IRA. And we're going to present that on Wednesday night. Just for 15 minutes, it's a great Ferrantino 15. Go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com for further information. We want to make sure that this noise here is not going to affect the signal. And the signal is we need to keep investing. You want to buy low and sell high. And just the day-to-day gyrations of the market cannot affect your performance. And it's very, very important to really stay the course, see what it is, look at your long-term goals, and don't get distracted by this craziness that we see on the day-to-day level here, Jay. And that's my thoughts for today.
Looking at a lot of stuff. I agree with you. I think Powell's going to raise the rate, whatever it is, probably a quarter of a basis point. But he will definitely raise rates. The other thing is, you know, Warren Buffett's worth about $100 billion. And if he can add a little bit as far as a conversation with the White House regarding these banks and everything else, maybe stabilizing a very, very intense situation by investing maybe in the regional banking system, you know what? I'm all for it. You know, something has to come about here because right now the Oval Office doesn't know what they're doing right now. Doesn't know what they're doing. You know, you're going to – banks right now are teetering, more of them. So if you can get Buffett in there, get him in there as far as I'm concerned. He needs something here. But we shall see. Very important couple of days coming up. You're monitoring it, and we look forward to having you back on tomorrow, my friend. Appreciate it all. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Great website, entrance way into all the webinars. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jay Oliver, the great morning host.
Hopefully that's recorded, and we'll play that a few times. Hey, listen, good stuff. We'll talk to you on Wednesday morning. Craig James Financial, the great Craig Ferrantino.